When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Craig here. As Emperor, I'd normally have my intern do the intro, but I've tasked him with cleaning out the Space Bunker's many junk drawers today.
This is like an entire drawer of D6s.
Yeah, back to work.
I mean, I just got Yahtzee by opening it.
Anyway, if you've always wanted to see Magic Tavern live, there are lots of live shows coming up. The London show in September is already sold out, but Chunt and Usador are doing a live Get Nuts at the Kalamazoo Improv Fest in October, and the Magic Tavern Winter Solstice live show will be in Chicago in late November.
Do they know when solstice is? It's not then.
Not to mention PodCon in Seattle in January. So, get links and details on all the live shows by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and clicking the live shows link.
Sir, my peacock feather duster is damp. I'll need a new one soon.
Quiet, intern. And now the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, oh, for shame. But this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and some change ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. And I use that to upload a podcast I record every week in the tavern. Now the tavern, the Ruffled Feather. In the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, my good buds, my co-questers, hey, and I don't talk about it enough, my co-mayors of Hog's Face, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
And Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow.
Spaghetti.
Manipulator of magical delights.
Get wet.
Devourer of chaos.
Blood
champion
hearts.
Of the great halls of Trachis.
Oh, yeah,
the
baby.
Elves know me as Fiangalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoostanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names that if I did utter them aloud, the very foundations of this building would shake until all did come crumbling to the ground, and that great seismic incident would stretch across all of Foon until naught but destruction laid in its wake.
Man, I got through all my catchphrases.
Yeah.
And they're still...
You still had a miles
going,
to go.
Yeah.
Oh, and when that wake did subside but for a moment, and it seemed like there was peace, a great typhoon would appear where before the earthquake had destroyed all in its path, and it would pull up all of the dirt and the wreckage and move into even further lands.
I mean, you talked about typhoons, and then you described what typhoons
and
do. I think it's a lower
typhoon.
Yeah,
to say out over the ocean, a great flood ruins a town. I mean,
he's just he wandering away into the tavern. I don't think
to say like, oh, and then a bottle opener opens a bottle. It's like he's just saying something and then describing
it. And then a thunderstorm like no one has ever seen.
He's just he's still monologuing even though he walked into the bathroom. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. I'm still trying to figure out ways for us to get back in the Vermilion Minotaur to find the weapon hidden there so we can defeat the Void and then, you know, get back to defeating the Dark Lord. And then,
yes,
of course, getting me back to Earth and getting you back to Earth with me so you can meet my family.
Aww.
Yeah, you're going to be so popular on Earth.
And the heavens opened, and two eyes made of pure fire look down their fiery gaze.
Nice one, buddy. Nice one. Can I get a collar? Didn't you say that a collar might look nice?
Oh,
on me?
Yeah, we could put a collar on
you.
Yeah,
maybe I would
a
love
little,
one.
Like,
maybe
bow
with a little
tie.
Charm or something.
Yeah, we'll get you a little badger bed that you can sleep on, and then you can go to the bathroom in the backyard, and we can get you treats.
Can I get a bow tie? And then whatever
and
you described.
Only then would peace reign over the land.
Nice one. Whatever you said there's something about newsie hats. Can I get like a newsie hat and a bow tie?
Yeah, and we'll get you a little cone around your neck so that you don't lick your genitals.
Well, we can do without that cone. Speaking of cones.
Oh, yeah?
I have those eyeballs.
That's right. We stole a couple things from a Vermilion Minotaur.
The eyes of Sliding Door. Or what was it called?
Slidden Door?
Slidden Door. Why did I think Sliding Door?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like anything.
But the tag said that these eyes will show us things that did not come to be.
And I know, Chant, you don't want to hear this, but the back of that tag says, these eyes have seen a lot of things, but they're never going to see a lot of things like I had with you.
That they do. It is written there. Thank you again for mentioning that.
Canon.
So how do we...
I don't know. Maybe Usador, you're the magic expert, I think, right?
Should I roll them like dice?
It's like we're the Queer Eye crew, and you're the magic expert, right? And, like, Chunt is, like, the fashion expert, or, like, maybe hair.
And which expert are you?
I'm the one that does the most emotion. Nope, wait, no, I changed my mind. I'm the one that teaches you how to make guacamole, and that's it.
Actually, can you come here for a second? I just want to untuck the front of your polo. That does not look good.
Oh, okay.
This is not the right shirt for that.
We're from different worlds, okay? We're from different worlds. You don't know.
Yes, if I may look at your eyes of Slidden Doors for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, these would allow us to gaze into timelines that never came into existence. If I but set them here in the middle of this bowl.
Please, in plain Foonish.
Oh, boy.
Didn't you say something when you were near the bathroom screaming about two eyes in the sky opening up?
Oh, yes. There were two eyes in the sky that would be made of pure fire that would gaze down their fiery gaze upon food.
That's it. We set them on fire. And then maybe we can see through those giant eyes in the sky down on what's going on.
Mm.
All right, then. There's a little bit of fire. Corim. Doth. Bach. Yes. Twop. Yarf. Nip. Ah, there they burn.
Mmm. And now do we just...
Now.
Inhale the smoke and say what we want to see?
Yes, we must breathe in the fumes, the smoke that doth come up off these flames.
Well, I said inhale, and you said breathe in the fumes. I feel like we're...
But no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. But focus. We must all think of the same thing together.
Okay.
For if we do not think of the same thing...
Queen Titania.
But don't think of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
What? The what?
Never mind.
I've always wondered, what would happen if we had left but one day earlier... Upon mine quest, avoiding the attack that came and the subsequent...
Hullabaloo.
Yeah, if we had just left one day earlier, we wouldn't have been imprisoned in Hogsface for so long by the Dark Lord, and we would have been off proactively on our quest.
Oh, what a difference a day makes.
Let us all then focus.
All right.
Focus on one day. One day earlier.
One day at a time.
Inhale and focus. Oh, Tanakin.
Oh, hi.
Could you step out into the forest and collect some twigs? The fire is beginning to die, and we need more fuel for the fire.
Oh, you got it. I'll go collect some twigs right now.
Yes. Gurm.
Hello, Usador.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. We need something to eat for breakfast. I'm going to go out and hunt for hares. So if you can tend to the fire and perhaps help Pimbly, he seems to be in an odd state today. Yes, just watch over him for a little while.
Oh, Isidore, I'll do that for sure. But while you're out and you're hunting for hares...
Yes?
Would you mind looking for a few rocks, smooth rocks... Just to place on my eye cavities. I'm having trouble seeing today.
Oh, yes, of course. Anything for you, sweet girl.
Thank you, Usador.
Yes. Oh, Chanta, I was about to go out hunting. Is there anything that you need help with?
I was trying to pick some raspberries, but I can't distinguish raspberries from poisonous berries.
Here's a trick. If you eat the poisonous ones, you die.
Mmm, good to know.
I'm off.
What a lifesaver. Arnie, are you going to get up today?
I don't know. Guy, this is... Actually, being off on this quest is very exhausting. You've been walking every day.
That's what questing is. I mean, it's a lot of travel.
I know. And I got it. Can I be honest with you, Chunt?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit depressed.
Mm-hmm.
The Wi-Fi doesn't extend here anymore, and we have been able to do the podcast ever since we left Hogsface. I just don't know what I have to offer anymore.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Pimbly.
Hey, guys.
The imp that poops coins. And I don't even need to.
First off, Jims, can we be cool about this and be right? It's Jims and Hearts. please?
Yeah.
Jim's all right. Nice. Can we talk about how I just got the shit kicked out of me by a big old troll while you guys just watched?
Oh.
I thought you had it. I thought you had it.
He just tripped and fell, so I ended up winning the battle.
Yeah, that was great. But the club got stuck up his nose.
But you guys just sat there and watched.
Yeah.
To be fair, Pimbley, you did keep screaming, "Don't help me."
That's true.
Is a saying. That is an impish saying.
Don't
help me.
And what does it mean?
It means like what Bazinga means.
Follow-up question. What does Bazinga mean?
Oh, I know this one. Bazinga is origin from the unmarked territories.
Hmm.
It means everything's disappearing. Everyone watch out.
Oh.
Hmm. Well,
exactly right.
I want to apologize. Next time we get into battle, I will lend you my hammer.
That's right. Do not help me. Please, just don't worry about what I'm saying. If I'm getting pummeled, please help me. I was having to poop out hearts and eat them myself just to stay alive.
Oh, you can poop out and eat your own heart?
Yes, yes.
Wee. I'm back.
Oh, hey, Tanaka.
Here's the twigs.
Oh, she is speckled with blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been filing my teeth down so that they're a little sharper than normal, so that I can really easily kill squirrels and eat them.
Tanakin, I wanted to say it looks very good, and I was wondering if perhaps I could use some of that in my designs, the filed teeth look.
Of course. I'd be happy to file them for you.
Arnie, I gotta say, I do not like the way she sings squirrels.
I know. Everything else about her is not ominous in any way, but the way she says squirrels is...
Keep an eye on her.
I will.
I return triumphant here. Arnold, skin these four hares.
What?
We need to make food for everyone to eat in the party. Skin these rabbits.
Oh,
I'll do it.
Oh, God.
Very good. Thank you.
Those teeth are sharp.
I'll put them on the fire for us.
Usador, I've got to say, and this is maybe not helpful, but we're just a terrible questing party. Like, how are we supposed to defeat the Dark Lord where we're just an incompetent wizard, a shapeshifting badger,
dare you?
A, like, very charismatic man from Earth, and just, like, an adorable flying pig creature, a tiny imp that shits gems, I'm sorry I said coins before, and you're very good, Gurm, but, like, a makeup artist? Like, how are any of these things helpful? Like, what kind of questing party is this to defeat the Dark Lord?
Don't forget my ghosts.
Yeah, she has an army of ghosts. You're followed by ghosts who I've gotten to know, and they're good ghosts.
Look at them playing.
Here, Gurm, here are your two stones that you needed.
Oh, yes, Usador. Thank you so much. I had so much eye puffiness. I was drowning in my own flesh.
Are they smooth enough for you?
Only if you're giving them to me.
Oh, maybe we should do something to boost morale.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, Pimbley, would you mind, getting some of my blackheads or something? Just something to feel good about?
What? Yeah. Yes, I'll do that.
It's so satisfying.
Oh, that's
to
great.
Watch.
If anybody wants me to get their blackheads, that way we're together. We'll just, let's get some team spirit up in here.
That's what I'm saying.
You see, Arnie, it's these simple pleasures. We're out here on the road in nature, questing across Foon towards the Dark Lord's stronghold, and we must help each other up, support each other, lift each other up. And yea, we may not be the greatest fighters who ever existed, but our hearts and our minds are in the right place.
Let's go around and do whatever would boost each person's morale. We'll provide that for them, and then we can start afresh. We can start anew.
Okay. I'm down.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, of course, yes. I'm just dreaming of what I might say.
Yes, I too immediately found myself thinking, what might bring me a great bit of joy, a simple joy out here upon the road.
Look, I can tell we're all champing at the bit to be the first to go, but let's let Chunt go.
Get my blackheads.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
And can everybody get in there and maybe find one?
Oh, I've definitely done this before.
Oh, as a makeup artist, you must have, yeah.
We have a makeup artist here, and so why do you want a little shitting imp to do your blackheads?
Well, no, I understand, because truthfully, there's an impulse to want to remove the blackheads, but my philosophy is to leave the blackheads but make them stronger.
Ooh, yes. Fortify the blackheads.
Mm.
It adds to your texture and your individuality.
Interesting, very interesting. I think what I would want is I would want to learn more about what has transpired here in Foon.
Gurm, can we commune with your ghosts and learn more about what their lives were like before they were ghosts?
Oh, absolutely. Omphron?
Oh, we're gonna speak to Omphron?
Oh, there she is. There's Omphron.
Hey.
Omphron. Oh, hello. I know that I don't speak to you often, and I often leave you behind. I almost closed the door on you after we left the Vermilion Minotaur.
Yeah,
and
I'm, that sucked. What's up with that?
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
You know, being haunted is actually a lot of work. I know haunting also is a lot of work.
It's exhausting.
So anyway, we were wondering if you could give us a little historical context about why you live in Hogsface.
Sure, sure. Well, I was born in Hogsface and raised there, so...
Pretty straightforward.
That's a good reason.
Oh.
Small-town ghost that couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Omphron.
That happens to some people. They just get stuck in a small town.
You know, but it's never too late to go out and put yourself out there, even after you're dead.
Yeah,
can I ask something? How did you get the name Omphron?
Omphron? Well, you know, it was my dad's name and my mom's name.
Oh.
Was it that somebody said, like, where are you from? And they said, Omphron. And then they just stopped?
Both,
yes.
Both, yeah. The truth is we're all from Hogsface, but sometimes we do forget, which is dumb.
Yeah, I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Everyone, I would just like to say, I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know, uncomfortable talking with my ghosts this much. You know, sometimes when you turn around and look at your ghosts, it's not very pleasant. I would love to give you another makeover, Omphron, if that would be okay, just so that I don't have to look at you quite the way that you're looking right now.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing, Gurm. Getting to know your ghosts feels like I'm getting to know you. Who else wants to reveal something about themselves? Share some personal part of your life.
Sorry, actually, before we do that, do you mind, Gurm, if I talk to Ben, the party ghost?
Hey, all right.
Ben, can I ask, is that all right, Gurm?
Just one question. He's definitely the worst of them.
I just gotta know, how'd you die?
Oh, damn, dude. I had cancer.
Oh.
It was, oh, man, yeah, no.
So it was not party related?
No. I mean, most of my friends have died butt-chugging, you know? In fact, that's pretty common in my society.
Most of your friends have died butt-chugging.
That is very crass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
All at the same time?
Cancer for me.
I know I shouldn't ask follow-up questions, but did they all die in one butt-chugging accident?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not kind of thing where one of them could have learned
from
that.
We have these, we call them human centipede parties, where someone puts vodka in their butt, and it goes through them, and then they puke it out into someone else's butt. All the way down, so they all die.
Holy
shit.
Wow,
that is truly vile.
I feel so embarrassed.
You know it's bad when a ghost says something that is shocking the other ghosts.
This is how we do it.
Oh, yeah, right. Man.
Oh, he says that. I might try to figure out a way to exorcise him.
Please, please, Isidore. I do love having ghost clients because they receive the foundation a little bit differently than regular textured skin of other creatures and Foon, but truly they are a lot of work.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go back to pretending to sit on that rock. If that's okay.
Good luck, Omphron.
Omphron.
It's gotta require such a core to pretend to sit while you're just really squatting.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't really sit on it.
I would like to air one other grievance.
Oh, sure.
Normally, every day, I look at Usador's website.
UsadorRocks.com?
Yes, and I haven't been able to in quite a while.
Yeah, there's just no Wi-Fi here anymore.
Right. So, Ani, I understand your plight. I understand the kind of ennui you're experiencing out here.
It's hard to totally unplug, you know? And in some ways, you got to take it as a gift. Like, no one can get in touch with me here out in the wilderness, but it's tough.
The only joy I take is thinking about the website still and remembering how easy it was to make with Squarespace.
Oh.
Usador, will you just describe something that might be on your website right now so that we can all... revel in the image?
Yeah, we could talk about the internet.
Well, yes, of course. I was thinking about adding a section where I allowed people to support me in some way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the trolls are back! The trolls are back!
Trolls!
All right, here we go! Here we go!
Get him, Pimley, get him.
I shall smite each one of the...
Do not help me! Do not help me!
Wait, guys, we're not supposed to help Pimley.
That's just a saying!
Tanakin just took out two.
Oh, God. Wow, Yuzor, it sounded like it would have been pretty bleak out there on the road.
I think it was sort of normal traveling sort of questing. We were around the fire sharing stories, and it seemed like Gurm and I were hitting it off, and Chunt was doing all right.
What does that mean?
Well, he seemed perfectly happy to have his blackheads removed. And
Chunt was doing all right?
Well,
that's something you tell someone if they're not doing all right. Like, hey,
you look good.
No, it's what you say when someone doesn't look good.
I shall walk that back. I do apologize. That was not my intent. My intent was to say that though Arnie did seem to be having some struggles upon the road, the rest of the party was doing all right. Why do you think you wouldn't have done well?
I don't know. It sounds like I feel a little bit lost without having my passion project making this podcast. You know, don't you guys have something? I mean, Usador, your quest to defeat the Dark Lord, that's like a defining touchstone for you. It's something that keeps you going.
Yes, but it's not all of me. I love cooking. I love mittens. Yes. And once I defeat the Dark Lord, there will be some other evil. And I shall not stand for them either. I shall prepare myself whatever doth cross my path, for vigilance is not something that I get to cast aside once I have defeated the Dark Lord. Nay, this is about a set of values that I have.
Well, everything I love is back on a different world.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We must work harder to get Arnold back home.
Yeah, I feel like we really put that off.
It's on the list.
We should bump it up. What spot is it on the list?
It's number one,
really?
But there's a little, we're not doing... It's like a serpentine order. That we're
I got playing. A solution, my man. Put a zero above that one. Put it on there twice.
Okay. Zero, get home. One, get home. All right. Hey, why don't we take a moment and take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Okay, we're back. I am curious to see, though, how we did if we survived that troll attack.
From the visions that I had, it looked like we were simply at the base of Mount Treemball. And I think at Treemball, we probably were only about 10 days out of Hog's Face. There was probably another whole 2 or 3 months to cover.
Wow. Well, let's skip ahead, then, like to something good.
Yes. Concentrate to breathe in the smoke again. Inhale. And then... concentrate on a few months later what would have been. What would have been.
Was something made from concentrate.
Like I was saying, anyone who comes on my farm, I lull them inside, make them feel nice and comfy, and then I kill them. I can see in your eyes that you're the same.
Oh, yeah. Listen, can I confide something to you?
Yes, of course, but not too loud, because your mates are sitting in my living room.
They have no idea, those dumb floops.
They are floops, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're little dumb floops.
I've been massaging blood on my little teats.
You're a fucking pervert, and I love it.
And nobody has said a word. They don't suspect anything.
I mean, if a little pig is massaging blood on her teats, and you don't say anything, who's crazy?
Exactly.
Who's the crazy one?
I know.
Yeah.
After I kill something, if it has blood, I save a little bit in my pouch.
Okay.
So that I can sip on it later. To refresh my palate.
Yeah.
But most of the blood, I just sort of spray it around and dance in it like a little shower.
Oh, make a little mess and then,
yeah.
Let it come down on you. That is very satisfying.
Yeah.
I've done that once or twice. Now, let's bring in some drinks for your friends here. And the plan is, at the end of the day, we kill them.
Oh, you know, and I have the best way. I have these diarrhea berries.
Can we just do poison?
Okay.
So I just feel like diarrhea berries are a bit gauche. But is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
All right, here we go. Hello, hello.
Hey!
Oh, finally, the beverages.
Yeah, I'm very thirsty.
Well, I just want to say again, I'm so glad you stumbled upon my farm, and stay as long as you like.
I just ate some diarrhea berries.
No, Pimply.
I'm dying.
Oh, God, there's just gems shooting everywhere.
Ooh. Pimply, I have an invention, a fluff stuffer. This is like little twigs. Just stuff it up there. It'll stop everything.
It sounds like a slot machine is paying out.
Oh, that's my good couch. Oh,
do not help me.
That's just a saying.
Right on my sectional.
Sorry. I'm sorry about your couch. This is very generous of you to allow us to stay at your farm.
Not at all. Not at all.
I must admit, we have been on this journey for over 2 months now, and part of
Fuck, 2 months? Yikes.
It's been very fun. I wouldn't want you to think that we've been having a bad time at all.
Oh, I don't care. Having fun or not. I'm just saying it's a long time.
It has been difficult, though, for it seems like wherever we stop to make camp, the forces of darkness find us almost immediately. There's very little rest.
Yes, the forces of darkness do tend to find vulnerable prey.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? It's a bit weird.
Little weird.
I would have to say it's only, like, surprising dumb luck that all of us are still alive at all.
Well, Pimply's about to die.
Yeah, I think I'm about to die.
It's a slow, slow, but very uncomfortable death from diarrhea berries.
Oh, no, you die from diarrhea berries?
That's why they call them diarrhea berries.
The problem is, I knew what they were, but I ate them anyway.
Could somebody please hold his butthole open to help him out a little bit here?
You know, I've dealt with many of these. I have a couple imps at home. Pimply, you have to stay still. You have got to stay still, and I'm going to help you.
Here, Gurm. Allow me to help you as well.
Okay, you put your hand
there as well.
And I'll put my hand here.
I'm going to stay as far away from this as possible.
Oh, Gurm, our hands touched.
Yeah, right inside his butthole.
And I'll put my sharpened hoof in here.
Oh, you got some blood on it. Better smear that on your teats.
Tannikin.
It tickles.
Tannikin. I just wanted to compliment you while we're doing this. I love the texture of the blood makeup. I love it. It's also something I hadn't thought of. I was hoping maybe you could assist me on future projects. Or even if I could assist you. Whatever you wanted.
Oh, of course, yeah. Anytime.
I've been meaning to mention it as well, but I keep forgetting. It makes you seem so fierce. I really appreciate that you have embraced the nature of the fight that waits ahead.
Watch those hand motions. Watch those.
Sorry.
Yeah. This fake blood that I've been smearing all over my body.
Oh, I had assumed it was real.
Well, I thought it was real, too.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's much more organic.
I thought you guys thought it was fake. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I always use real blood.
Oh, is there company here? Hello? My name's Kaino. You better get out of here. My husband, Richie, likes to kill folks.
What?
You're all in a death house. I told him not to keep doing it.
Oh, Kaino, that's got to be very trying on your relationship with your husband.
It's a bit odd.
Just leave me here. I am done. I am past.
Pimbley, no, you're not. You're still talking. And listen, our hands are straight up your bum. Now, I know that the real solution here is for you, Citadel, and I to continue holding hands inside of your bottom.
I think she's just drying this out to keep holding Isidore's hand.
Why'd you blow my cover? I had to tell something to them.
Ah, you keep doing this.
We can't get killing.
Don't worry. They still don't get it. They're going to stay here till they're dead.
I say let's just call it. Let's just let me go.
Is that an expression?
There is another pimply nipplebottom.
Whoa, what? guys, whoa, whoa. Oh, that vision was terrifying.
Yeah.
There's another Pimbley?
That's the scariest thing yet.
I think perhaps there's a thing happening with me and Kerm.
That's what you took away from that?
Yeah.
You were doing fine.
Also, where the fuck was Chunt in that last one?
I don't know.
Is he dead already?
Oh, maybe.
I think he was just sleeping on the rug by the fireplace from what I saw.
Oh, I thought that was a cat.
Oh. The thing that struck me the most was the lack of reaction when the guy revealed that they were going to get murdered.
To be fair, there was a lot going on.
Yeah. There's a lot going on, but I feel somebody reveals they're going to get murdered.
Should we real quick watch the end of it again? Nah. All right.
Let's fast forward.
All right.
Holy crap, what a narrow escape. I mean, Gurm lost her arms, but...
Gurm, are you going to be all right without your arms?
Oh... Well, I've always persevered. I'm an entrepreneur, after all.
Yes, Gurm, and I'll do everything I can, my sweet beloved, to help you find new arms, to grow arms back. I don't know. Oh, I'm so sorry I didn't tell you before, but I love you.
Oh, Isidore.
What about Genlevia?
Genlevia has cast me off. And when we ran into her in the forest of Barthane, she revealed to me that she's working with the Dark Lord now.
What?
And I would never work with the Dark Lord under any circumstances.
Oh. Isidore, you're very loyal. But I do have to say that one bad thing about not having arms anymore is that I won't be able to hold your hand again.
Oh, that elicits a reaction.
I will always remember the first and last time that we ever held hands inside of Pimbley Nimblebottom.
Oh, and this is Pimbley 2?
Hey, what's up?
That's right. We met a second Pimbley Nimblebottom.
Yes.
He's way more relaxed.
Hey, yeah. What's up, guys? This is great. Just thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You look exactly like Pimbley Nimblebottom, except
exactly.
You have a mustache.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit of vocal fry.
Yeah. I'm not like a perv.
Oh, if only all the jewels and hearts that you do excrete could somehow help her get her arms back.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but Kerm, do you mind if I keep your old dead arms? They'll be really useful to me when I'm trying to slap people.
Yes, please keep them.
Good.
I love resourcefulness.
I'm sorry, Gurm, but I must interject here. Mm-hmm. No.
Excuse me?
Gurm's not using them.
Well, and neither is Tanakin.
Oh, but my little legs are so short.
The reason we were attacked by orcs, I have discovered, is because of this. This amulet that you wear around your neck is how you've been contacting the Dark Lord to tell him where we're at.
Damn, busted.
I didn't know we had a Wi-Fi signal.
Yes. Tanakin has been in contact all the time, looking at whatever website she wishes, tweeting all of the time, and talking to the Dark Lord.
You had Wi-Fi and you didn't tell me?
And I'll never give you the password.
What? My DMs have been stacking up, I'm sure of it.
Blowing up is the phrase, blowing up.
Stacking up. We're from different worlds.
You shall never give us that password. For this is your last day on food.
No, please, give me another chance.
Isidore, she's so adorable. How could she be evil?
She stuttered over the word chance.
Yeah.
Aww. If you're not evil, then you will be able to survive the righteous light of Caleb Lichtenkarr! Nope, fried her right up.
Isidore,
she's dead?
You just
she dead, question mark?
Burn Tanakin alive for no reason.
No reason?
That was very unsexy.
Motherfuck.
Now we're never going to get fan art of Tanakin holding two arms slapping people in the face.
This isn't a podcast anymore. We're not going to get fan art at all.
Hey, is anybody going to eat these diarrhea berries? I think I'm going to...
No, go ahead.
No, yeah. You got it. You're good, man.
Speaking of getting fan art, Chance, did you forward your mail?
Oh, fuck. Did I? I did. Yes, I did forward my mail.
Okay, so perhaps we could still get it.
Perhaps we would still get it. Maybe someone will just kind of know to check that out. Arnie, did you forward your mail?
No, I don't know. No. Look, guys, I don't mean to be sort of... I know this is going to sound really self-involved. We're going on and on about Gurm losing her arms, but no one's talking about the fact that someone ripped my legs off.
That was 3 days ago.
I know, but it hurt.
Well, I've done everything I can to heal you up. And now this is a new wound, and Tanakin was a traitor, and... from some examination, I believe that Tanakin may not have been our Tanakin. The real Tanakin may still exist out there somewhere.
Yeah, calm down, Arnini.
Is there some way we can talk to Tanakin's dead body?
I'm from. Yeah.
Are you saying Anyang or Amfrom?
Amfrom.
Okay. Amfrom here.
Oh, Amfrom, would you help us talk to Tanakin's dead body?
Oh, yeah, sure. Can you just tell me, like, two or three of Tanakin's interests so that I can kind of...
Did anyone know Tanakin well?
She was really into putting blood on her teats near the end. I didn't want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough?
All right, okay. Here she is.
Hey!
Tanakin, is that you?
Tanakin, I'm so sorry Usador killed you. It was crazy.
To be fair, I smote her righteously.
Although, Tanakin, now that you're dead, you probably have no real reason to lie. Is there any chance you were evil and were hiding it from us the whole time?
100%.
You
can. Oh. 100%. It was hilarious.
In thine face.
All right.
You did it so. Many clues.
You were great. So good. Great. I never honestly? Suspected.
Yeah. Honestly?
Looking back, I feel like I'm usual suspecting it and like the clues were there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very surprised you guys couldn't tell.
Was your name even ever really Tanakin?
Evil Tanakin.
Oh.
Right?
Wait, yeah. If there was another Tanakin, where did you come from, and where did the real good Tanakin that we first knew go?
Okay, so, yeah, there is a real Tanakin, who is, you know, the one you first met.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one day, I just burst out of her body.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're all here. It's kind of like the philosophy of good and evil always being inside all of us at once.
Oh.
So all of you carry good and evil inside of you. We're all everything, right?
It is true.
Oh.
The capacity for evil exists in each of us.
Exactly. And so one day I just got really sick of how good and sweet she was, burst out of her body, flew around, started shitting on babies.
Oh, no.
And it felt
who was shitting on all those babies. We never did solve that baby shit murder.
I knew we should have looked into that more closely. Oh, Tanakin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible that when you burst out of our Tanakin, our Tanakin burst out of you someplace else.
Whoa.
Did you, in the past, when you were younger, was the world different to you?
Oh, yeah, completely different.
Yes. Arnold, much as you have come from another dimension, I believe that every possibility exists in every possible dimension. There's a place somewhere in the multiverse where I am evil, and you are evil, and Gurm could never be evil.
Oh, Usador.
She's so sweet.
Perhaps I could.
Yeah,
one
all right.
Never knows.
Okay, there's a place where Gurm's evil. That's fine. And,
in a world where Pimbley's not a perv?
No, probably not.
No. I know that guy. Oh, I'm dying, by the way.
Oh, no.
Just so you know, there isn't another Pimbley Nimblebottom.
I figured when you were laying down and there were just jewels shooting out of you that you were pretty much done for.
Yeah, it was nice running with you guys for a little while.
Yeah, we didn't know you as long as we knew the original Pimbley, but I liked you a little bit more.
yeah, a little easier to handle. All right.
I think it's possible that we were able to pierce the veil. We may be able to bring back the Tanakin that we originally knew, the good Tanakin.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there.
We gotta find her. Add it to the list.
Okay, I'll add to the list. Find our Tanakin. Find our Tanakin in another dimension.
Is it possible? And don't everyone look at me like I'm crazy. But is it possible that Tanakin could be in the dimension that Ani is from?
Chicago?
It's possible, I suppose.
It certainly is. Look, I'm putting it on the list, but I got to say, part of my system is I prioritize tasks that we can accomplish in this dimension. That doesn't mean the other tasks aren't important, like getting me home and finding good Tanakin. They're a little less top of mind.
Can I ask hypothetically, if Tanakin were on Earth, what do Earthlings do to pigs?
Wolf attack! Wolf attack!
Prepare to die, wolf.
I will give you lipstick.
Eat that imp.
Yep, come get me.
Whoa. Oh, that was intense.
Yeah, so intense.
Do you think Tanakin has been evil this whole time?
I mean, that would explain why Tanakin turned against us when the Dark Lord invaded.
That's right. She stole your sword, the Lunar Sword.
Yeah, so... But it's reassuring to know that that's probably not our Tanakin.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I'm going to add that to our list. Say, find Tanakin in the other dimension. But guys, just so you know, part of my system, I prioritize...
Mm-hmm. Things we can do in this dimension.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Makes sense. We were watching the same thing you were. Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad for Gurm and for Pimbly Nimblebottom and for Tanakin. Oh, they just wanted to come along and help, and I feel like I... set them down the primrose path to naught but destruction.
Do you think you guys, would carry me around?
Oh, right.
After I lost my legs.
No, I think that's why it's taking 2 months to get there, is because we're just waiting on you.
To what?
The front of your polo was ruined, so I assume you're crawling?
My arms did look jacked, now that I think about it.
I mean, when you got tired, I would wrap a rope around you and just drag you along.
Oh, okay. Well, let's fast forward.
Breathe in and concentrate again. We must stand back to back.
Oh, these spider bats are terrifying.
It's just the four of us, and if we don't defeat these spider bats, they will never make our way into the stronghold. And here, we may finally take some advantage over the Dark Lord.
Let's chime in all those who are alive. Chunt.
Arnie.
Gurm.
Usador.
Gurm, if we don't make it through this, I want you to know Usador loves you very much.
I've heard as much, but I hope that one day we'll be able to have a life together.
Oh, yes. It's all I dream of, as I have promised so many times in the last month since we declared our love for one another. Ending this quest, going back, relinquishing all my magic powers, and living a mortal life with you.
Also, Gurm, I think when we stuck the hilt of those swords into your stumps, has been very effective.
Yes. Yes, it has, especially for application of foundation.
Oh, yeah. It makes it hard for you to go through doors, but...
I just like to twist and turn through.
Oh, yeah.
It's more of a pivot turn than anything else.
Yeah.
Little help.
Help.
Me, the ghost of evil Tanakin, is loving this.
Oh, we have also been haunted by the ghost of evil Tanakin.
Party ghost is still here, baby. Out of the way.
Chunt. Well, he's falling. Oh, but one of the spider bats got him.
Oh, why did they help me?
That actually looked fun.
That was fun as fuck.
I want to do it.
Go.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Set. I'm running away.
Oh, why are the spider bats not? Spider bats.
Oh, no.
Spider bats over there. Spider bats. Gurm, spider
Gurm,
bats.
Someone save Gurm.
They're shrugging. They're just shrugging.
Oh, no. She just landed on her head and it just exploded.
Like a melon.
Oh, no.
Is that?
Spider bats.
Holy shit. Real quick, is that on me? Is that on me?
I don't think that's... I mean, the signals were there. I mean, I guess it was presumptuous.
I guess it was one and done on their part. Like, they were just like, we'll save the first one. But you only get one. Yeah. Everybody gets one, but what? That counts for everybody.
Woof. Why is she gone?
Oh,
you... She's gone.
I'm sorry, bud. I know you guys...
That's... What will I do now?
Usador, we gotta focus on our quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
I don't care about my quest. What? The Dark Lord's going to rule over everything for all time. This has been an entire waste. Why my entire life, 3 centuries, working towards this one goal with no hope in sight, when all that is good and precious and wonderful in the world is ripped out from beneath thee.
Wait, the spider bats are picking her up!
Oh, is her head already
smashed? No, spider bats, we don't want to see that.
Smashed.
No. Don't bring that. Don't just drop that in front of us. No, this is bad.
I cannot fight any longer.
Wait, the spider bats, they're parting. There's someone coming our way. Who is that?
I care not. Let them take up whatever blade they have and strike me in the heart, for it already cannot beat.
Anybody hungry for a spiced potato?
Otok, how did you get here?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, guys.
Oh, I swear we have been trying to find you.
We've been looking high and low.
Look, it's on this list of things.
It's number 33, but that doesn't mean it's not important.
Yeah, I was wondering what was up with that.
Otok, will you tell us what you've been up to?
Oh, man. Where do I begin? Yikes. You guys got a few minutes?
Usidor! We would have found Otok.
He might be working with the spider bats. It's unclear to me.
Yeah, did he train them to do that? That was a dick move.
Spider bats, that's quite a crossover.
Yeah, a la spider bats.
Usidor, can we see more? Why did it stop?
Yeah, turn the eyes back on.
The mana in this device is worn out. I shall have to recharge and think for a while. The emotional drain on me from seeing someone who I never loved, who I always loved, die has taken a toll upon me, and I must for a while regather mind strength.
Oh, I wish we had like a later generation Eyes of Sladendors that kept
longer
its mana
battery,
a little bit longer.
And they're hot too. I don't think that's good.
Yeah. And honestly, I've seen slimmer Eyes of Sladendors.
Yeah,
this is a
cool
thick.
Off.
This is like a brick.
Did you guys see a few times it froze? Like we had to wait a little bit. It's kind of annoying. It took longer to open up a scene.
Yes, I thought for a second that's what was happening with Gurm, but it turns out she was just.
Yeah, but you know what?
Diving to her death.
She didn't die, though. I mean, that would have happened.
That's and if
true.
Someone's going to die, isn't it better that they dive to their death versus, like, walk backwards into it?
I don't know. There's something about choosing to jump off of a cliff.
Yeah, she went out her own way.
Assuming that you're going to be saved and then having your head smashed like a melon. I think that'd be pretty upsetting.
It's sort of like dying on a water slide where there are a bunch of signs being like, do not go on the water slide.
Yes, but dying on a slide of water, that's a fun recreation on your world. This is an instance where you would jump, think, oh, I'm about to be taken back up. And in some moment you would realize, I have fallen too far. And now I am most assuredly dead, though in this moment I am still alive and completely conscious of that fact.
She didn't even hold up a little sign that said, like, oops.
That's a good point.
Well, to be fair, she didn't have any arms.
No, it's true. It's true. Well, Usidor, how long do you think it'll take for us to be able to use the eyes again?
Maybe a week. Maybe a couple weeks. I don't know. A month? Who cares?
Seems convenient.
Yes, it will take some time for them to recharge. But man, is it going to be weird when I see Kerm again.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about any of this.
Yeah, you went through a lot. Do you want a drink or something?
I would love a drink.
How about you, Chen?
Yeah, I'll take a drink.
All right,
do you want something?
Oh, yeah. Would you get us all drinks?
Oh, that turned on me. But, yeah, okay. I thought it was you offering, and what I thought was a generous deed became me taking on the... I'll grab his drinks. One second.
Did you want him to leave for some reason?
No, I was going to get drinks, and then I realized that he could get them.
Wow, pretty cool to get a look at an alternate reality. Of course, there's only one real reality, the one where I'm Emperor and the podcast isn't real. Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Germ Crust, the doomed makeup artist, was played by Mary Tilden. You can see Mary at Chicago's I.O. Theater every Tuesday night with Devil's Daughter. Evil Tannikin the Pinglet was played by Sarah Fineout. Pimbly Nibblebottom, both of them, were played by Louis Sanders. Otuck Barleyfoot was played ever so briefly by Nick Bear.
He drove all the way to the studio for that. Think about that. Do you think Arnie paid for cab fare? Do you?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Well, that's all the dead Trish's alphabetized. I'm heading up to the observatory.
Not so fast. I've got another task for you. The vending machines need restocked. Could take a while.
Well, color me Glenn Close at the end of Dangerous Liaison.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.